Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Now that the sun is warming up the garden, there is so much of springtime to see. Check into southcoastbotanicgarden.org. Make your reservations or get some soar tickets and come to see springtime in the garden. Remember to bring your mask and your sun hat. With all the new planting that's been done in the Palm Circle and the Promenade, the garden is really spruced up for springtime. If you look at the scabiosa, or pincushion flowers, that have been planted along the borders of the newly planted areas and along the garden path into the children's garden, they are filling in the area with a profusion of pincushion blooms. Also along the path are some really giant cabbage plants. These are a beautiful addition to the annual garden beds. If you meander through the children's garden and out onto the promenade, you'll find some lovely yellow columbine in full bloom. These herbaceous perennials are native to the Rocky Mountains, and if left alone to bloom and then go to seed, they can turn into quite a sunny colony. At the corner of the Promenade and Tram Road, the swath of Mexican sagebrush is just beginning to bloom. This is a haven for hummingbirds all summer long and a perfect backdrop for a quick family photo. Following along to your left, we'll get you over to the Mediterranean Garden where the giant chalk dudleya is blooming, and there's a wonderful example of a white rock rose also in bloom. If you look closely at the clusters of California poppies in the Mediterranean Garden, you'll find that lots of them are actually coastal California poppies. The coastal California poppy is a Southern California native and is different in that the flower center is a deep golden rich orange color, with the rest of the petal being a bright yellow gold color, as opposed to the regular California poppy, whose flowers are basically a solid color. If you head across Tram Road to the Garden of the Senses, you can see a wonderful rosy pink rock rose. Walking through the Garden of the Senses, take a quick look at the pineapple guava, which is blooming right now. This plant will produce fairly small fruit, but it really does taste like a pineapple, and it's a treat for the garden critters when it's ripe in the late summer. Just under the pineapple guava is a chocolate daisy. It just takes one little sniff of these perky yellow daisy-like flowers to get the scent of chocolate. From here, you can head up into the back of the formal rose garden. Right now, the entire rose garden is a riot of bloom, and there's something in every color. Many of the roses are floribunda roses, and this means there are many buds on one stem. This gives a big splash of color and scent. Take a look at the rows of love song roses. This is a sort of lavender silver colored flower. Really beautiful. If red's your color, wander over to the Oh My roses. There's also a wonderful pink rose named Our Lady of Guadalupe. One of my personal favorites, however, is a gorgeous bronze color, and it's aptly named Hot Cocoa. If you can tear yourself away from the rose garden, head up through the lower meadow and see the Chinese fringe trees that are in bloom. Then walk over to the cactus collection where the whale's tongue agave is sending up a huge flower spike that's not to be missed. The soapweed yucca in the agave garden is blooming, as is the Britain's dudleya. If you're up to walking around the garden to Phoebe's Meadow, the glorious Cape chestnut trees are blooming right now. We hope you've enjoyed your walk in the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.